Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today is a coming soon, or maybe more accurately, a going away soon edition of the show, where I'm going to be looking into the streaming wars. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. I usually plan on doing two coming soon editions a year. One right at the beginning of the year, right in January, highlighting the movies that are coming out that year, the big ones that I'm looking forward to for the show, talk about the theme for the year, and then a second one in July where I look at the rest of the year, what's coming up in the new year, and then also announce the upcoming theme for next year. And that episode is still planned to be coming out here. I think it's like mid-July is what I have it planned out for. And yeah, don't miss it, because like I said, you're going to find out what the theme for 2027 is going to be, and I'm very excited for it. But recently, within the past, like, I don't know, week, 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that, there's been a handful of big announcements, big changes coming to the just landscape of streaming. And initially, I thought, you know, I can make this fit. I can totally make all of these updates fit in the July episode. I'll just wait till then to do it. And then more news kept coming, and I kept doing more research, and I was like, screw it, we're doing another episode. So this one, again, is just all about the streaming wars, doing some updates, what's been going on in the news with streaming, what I think this is going to do to some of the other streaming platforms who need to maybe get it in gear a little bit to stay competitive. And then finally, what I think us, the consumer, should do in light of what's been going on. If you're looking forward to the movie stuff, that will be in next month's upcoming soon episode. And again, don't miss it, because there will be a big announcement for 2027 in that one. So let's start off with the biggest news that's going on in streaming right now, the one that is making certain groups of people sweat bullets. The DOJ has approved the acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery by Paramount Skydance. Paramount Skydance is going to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery as long as this continues to be approved. And nobody ever says, isn't this a monopoly? Now, I only have 30 minutes to do this episode, so for sake of time, I'm just going to say Paramount and Warner Brothers, okay? That's too many words at this point. So just know that if I say Paramount or I say Warner Brothers, I mean the whole thing unless I clarify, okay? So Paramount is in the process of acquiring Warner Brothers. And this is very different from the timeline that we were in back in January for the coming soon show, where we were still working under the timeline of Netflix acquiring just Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers and Discovery were going to get divorced in April, and then by about mid to late summer, Netflix was going to acquire Warner Brothers, which would include the film studio side of things, and HBO, and was going to continue to have Netflix and HBO Max, or whatever that app is called currently, running at the same time. Netflix eventually backed out of the deal, which paved the way for Paramount to show up with an even bigger sack of money, and those capitalist sluts at Warner Brothers said, okay, why not? So now we're in a timeline where Paramount is trying to take over Warner Brothers. And as I said, this has got a lot of people worried, because Paramount, the owner of all things Paramount, something Ellison, I can't think of that guy's first name right now, but it has been proven time and time again that Paramount is really trying to stay on the good sides of Trump, whether it's how they've been redoing some of their news side of things, or the whole Stephen Colbert situation. And so with the acquisition of Warner Brothers, there is worry that there is going to be some big, heavy changes coming to CNN. And this household, in particular, is very worried about the future of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. We love John Oliver here, and boy howdy, is he not a Trump person. So that can't last too much longer. But along with the news side of things, this could potentially cause a lot of big changes and a lot of big shifts to other more geekier martial art pop culture stuff like you all would normally show up to listen to me talk about. What's going to happen with the DCU? What's going to happen with the television and streaming rights of AEW? Here's something to think about. The same studio is going to own the film rights to Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. That's where we're at now, folks. That could be a reality that we're headed into. One thing that Paramount has made very clear right off the bat is that as this deal continues to move forward down the road, HBO Max's days are numbered. They have already made it clear that if and when this all goes through, HBO Max's content is going to be assimilated all into Paramount Plus. And I imagine Paramount Plus and HBO Max are going to be not the only apps affected by this deal, because Paramount also owns Pluto TV. And although I am fundamentally against this acquisition, I do have to say the idea of a Toonami channel coming to Pluto TV is kind of enticing. Do kind of like that idea, or a full-blown Adult Swim channel. Like, okay, yeah, those are kind of cool ideas, but I'm against this. I am firmly against this idea here, folks. It's also interesting to think about. It's interesting to think about what could happen to the CW. So the CW was a joint venture between CBS and the WB, and as of, I think it was like 2022, 23, both of them had minority stakes in the CW. But now they're going to potentially be one company. And so their stake is basically, we have a similar situation to what was going on with Hulu when Disney took over 21st Century Fox. I don't think they're going to still have the majority ownership of the CW. It's going to be more, so we'll have to see if Paramount then makes a move to try and take the rest of the ownership of the CW away and just assimilates all of the CW content into Paramount Plus as well. But there could be a lot of things moving and shaking along the way. Apps could be disappearing. It seems to be that when it comes to Paramount Plus, their goal is to just get everything onto one place and get rid of everything else. In August, BET Plus is going to go away because all of the content has been brought over to Paramount Plus. They are trying to put everything into one spot rather than here's an app for this, here's an app for that. So we'll have to see. This is a huge shift and a huge update from where we were at in January. And I don't know, this could either just steamroll through. I have seen some stuff that states are lobbying to try and get it turned down so that way it doesn't pass through. But we'll just have to see. Speaking of Hulu, let's talk about them for a second, because they're also on death row for this year. By the end of 2026, the Hulu app is going to go away, with all of the content being migrated over to Disney Plus. This has been something that's been in the works for a few years now, honestly. One thing that is different, though, from how Paramount Plus has been talking and operating about their apps and adding in new apps and getting rid of other things, is that there is no talk right now of HBO Max being a separate tier that you have to subscribe to in order to get cable. Basically cable. There's no talk of it being like cable where, okay, if you want all the HBO Max content, you have to upgrade in order to get Turner Classics movies, the DC stuff, blah, blah, blah. That's not what Disney is doing. On the contrary, Disney is just leaning into cable where you are going to have to upgrade or maintain some kind of Hulu account in order to access the Hulu content, just like they do with ESPN Plus and have never done with National Geographic. Poor National Geographic. The educational stuff anybody can get, but you want to watch the UFC? Or no, they don't have the UFC. Paramount Plus has UFC, don't they? If you want to watch WWE, that you're going to have to cough up a little extra moolah to watch Brock Lesnar do stuff. Does he still wrestle? I think he was here earlier this year. So with that, we have two of the biggest competitors in the streaming wars making some pretty big moves this year, or in the case of Paramount, attempting to make some pretty big moves. And then there's one other, someone who, much like Randy Orton, came out of nowhere, Fox is buying Roku? Question mark? Fox Network, which is different from 21st Century Fox that Disney owns, Fox Network has made an offer to purchase Roku. Are they big tech? Are they a tech industry? They are a tech industry, and they are big, but it doesn't seem right to call Roku big tech. I do have a Roku TV, though. Thanks, Roku. Yeah, Fox Nation is apparently trying to buy Roku, so let's just go ahead and get this joke out of the way. Fox is going to make Roku great again. Mraga. Doesn't really roll off the tongue as well as Maha or Maga, but Fox Network is going to purchase Roku and apparently get into tech? Question mark. Every Roku TV is going to come preloaded with a lot of apps now. One thing that Fox has made clear from the get-go with this new deal is that they are going to put their news and their sports on the Roku channel. But I was curious. I was like, what apps? There's one very obvious one, but what apps does Fox Network even have? What are the apps of Fox Network? And I looked it up, and that's when I realized, actually, no, I didn't realize. I got really confused because I was like, what year is it? Remember when streaming first boomed in like 2015 or so, maybe a little bit afterwards, when streaming first really took off and everybody started putting out apps? And not only did everybody start putting out apps, they started putting out like multiple apps. Like at one point in time, there was like three different HBOs. I think Disney had a couple different apps at one point as well. Yeah, Fox has like seven apps. that's even really an exaggeration. There's Fox News, Fox Sports, Fox Local, which is, you know, you get your local, whatever your local channel should be, Fox Weather, Fox Deportes, I think is what the word is, Deportes, which is like the Spanish channels and all of that. And I'm not done. There's still more apps than that. Apparently, with Fox Network, the flagship app, the one that bundles all of the content from those apps, plus FS1, FS2, the Big Ten Network, and I feel like I might be forgetting one. But the one that basically bundles everything together is Fox One. It is your one-stop shop for all of your Fox Network needs, which I'm sure there's somebody out there who really needs that. They're probably not listening to this show, but I'm sure there is somebody out there. I don't know why they still have all these other ones. I guess if you're just trying to keep up with your local news, you don't necessarily need the Fox Sports app. But look, if you're just like that invested in Fox, I'm Just get the one. Why do you have so many apps, Fox? Like, why? Why are there so many? There's also Fox Nation, which I think I may have let that slip out at one point instead of saying network. I think I said nation, but Fox Nation, which is a streaming platform that contains documentaries and specials produced by Fox News. So if you just need more right-wing propaganda in your life, Fox Nation is right there for you, folks. Go get it. This app is separate, but can be bundled with Fox One. So for some reason, that one's not on their flagship app. But in all of this, there's still one remaining. I probably forgot one or two at this point. What am I up to? Like eight? Tubi. I'm getting tired of saying the word Fox. Tubi is also owned by Fox. And hopefully, look, Fox, get rid of all these apps, okay? Get rid of all these apps. Just have Fox One. Just have the Roku channel. And don't you dare touch Tubi, okay? Tubi is fine. Tubi is perfect. Doesn't need to be made great again at all. Tubi is perfectly fine, okay? Especially if you have a martial art pop culture podcast. And honestly, between the big three free streaming platforms, Tubi, Roku, and the previously mentioned Pluto TV, Tubi also has my favorite, like, app feel, app layout. I think that is the most aesthetically pleasing option of the three. So, Fox, in your attempt to make Roku great again, please downgrade the amount of apps that you want that you have, because nobody's going to want to buy a Roku TV to plug it in and have like nine apps preloaded on it that all say Fox on it. You dorks, do something right. Melt all the different Fox-related apps into Fox One. Have the Roku channel, and don't you dare touch Tubi, okay? I'm not a fan that you guys own Tubi, but Tubi, don't touch them. Got it? I'm watching you, Fox. We will have words if something happens to Tubi. So, with that, whoo, man, I'm already getting close on time. This is not good. So, quick recap. Paramount Skydance has been approved by the DOJ to go forward with their acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. It'll be interesting to see how this could potentially affect apps like Pluto TV and the CW. Disney is phasing out the Hulu app, and you're going to have to upgrade in order to maintain Hulu content, you know, like cable. Fox has 1,000 apps, and they're going to attempt to buy Roku and apparently get into the tech world. So how does this affect all the other major streaming apps? This is going to be the fun part for me, because I am not a business insider person whatsoever. I'm just a guy on the internet, so I just get to do white guy on the internet things right now and just spew my ideas without any backing whatsoever. Here's my wildest speculation, folks. When it comes to Prime Video and Apple TV Plus, I don't think they lose any sleep over any of this. Like, obviously, streaming is a big part of Amazon and Apple's money-making machine, but like, that's not the main thing for them. Apple is an actual big tech giant, and Amazon reinvented how you buy stuff. Like, I don't think these changes really affect them that much. As for Peacock, Comcast Universal, I need you to lean in for a second, okay? Here's the thing, guys. For me, it seems like the name of the game right now is content, not original content, but acquiring content, assimilating people's properties, just having the biggest, meatiest content library that you can possibly have, locking down content so that way the licensing of things to other apps goes down, okay? And as everybody continues to bulk up, you know, you have these big mergers happening, right? As everyone else continues to bulk up, Comcast, you're starting to look a little skinny, okay? Peacock, you're looking a little thin there, guys. We need to bulk you up. And here's my pitch on how to bulk Peacock up. There is a player on the field that I think Peacock could add. It would make sense to their style of library, especially one specific part of it. Comcast Universal acquires AMC Global Media, formerly known as AMC Networks. So this is like AMC, IFC, and most importantly, Shudder. I think Peacock should get their hands on Shudder. AMC has somehow continued to be like its own player on the field with the streaming wars. I don't know how. I don't know anybody who has AMC Plus. And also, going back to Amazon for a moment, nobody has MGM Plus. Why is Project Hail Mary going to stream exclusively on MGM Plus? Jeff Bezos doesn't even have MGM Plus. Anyway, Amazon, you've done such a good job of buying other things and shutting them down, although thank you for not shutting down IMDb. Get rid of MGM Plus. Why is that here? Just anyway, back to Peacock. Yeah, I think the style of programming that you usually see in the AMC side of things, like The Walking Dead, or notably like the horror films of Shudder, with the library of Universal and Blumhouse on Peacock, like that would really beef things up and continue to make them like the app for the Halloween season, at least. So that would be my first pitch. I would say they definitely need to get in the game here. Comcast Universal needs to make a move. Peacock needs to be bulked up at this point. And then there's Netflix. Normally, I would say Netflix is fine. Netflix doesn't need to do anything. Netflix revolutionized how to get movies at your house, killed the video stores, put a big dent in the movie-going experience, has started adding games to their app. They have a whole podcast section now. So normally, I would say Netflix is fine. But here's the thing. I don't think Netflix is going to be satisfied until they have their grubby little mitts in all forms of media and entertainment. And I think they showed their hand a little bit with trying to buy Warner Brothers. Because by this point, all the old established production companies, studios, they are either paired up, they're all paired up basically at this point. And again, with the emphasis being on consolidating content into one spot so that way people don't go shop in different places, I think they were trying to lock down the Warner Brothers films so that way they had a large, already established studio in-house. Now, a lot of those are already gone. Paramount's over here, Disney and 21st Century Fox are together. I already mentioned the whole MGM thing. But there is one. And boy, would it swing the door open for them on both. Netflix buys Sony. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It's my idea, but I don't think much of it. So obviously, if Netflix wants to get in on all forms of media, buying Sony, the home of PlayStation, sure would help them with the game department. And Sony, along with having their own production studio thing, they own Columbia and TriStar. So that would be an entire back catalog of films that they could then lock down onto Netflix, onto their app. And in all of this, Sony has never really gotten into the game on the streaming wars. They don't have any thing. They don't have an app. They owned Crackle for a minute, but that was about it. So, Netflix, do with that information as you will. Do I have any backing to say that any of these things are going to happen? No. I've made some pretty good guesses before in the past on streaming stuff, so don't write me off entirely, but I think if Netflix If Netflix wants to continue to expand and to consolidate content onto their platform, Sony might be their best bet. And Peacock looks skinny now compared to everyone else. They got to make a move somewhere. As for us, the consumer, as our time begins to wind down here today, I think it's two things. One, as prices continue to go up and these big businesses continue to get married with each other and consolidate content onto one app where you may have to continue to upgrade, just like with cable, to get everything, I think we're eventually going to get to a place where it's like Dish and Comcast and all the cable world, where it's like, yeah, we're a Paramount household. We just have the Paramount app and that's it. We can't afford everything else. We're a Netflix household. We're a Disney Plus household. And that's basically what you have. Because at some point, this is just going to get too expensive. This is just going to get too expensive or too exhausting to try and keep up with all of the shows, all of the movies. And the alternative then, for us as consumers, I plug this in every movie review, folks. You got to get into physical media. I think it's just time for us to. I don't have to tell that to the horror movie fans. The horror movie fans have been the ones buying physical media this whole time. They never stopped. Even those of us like me who kind of weaned themselves off of buying movies there for a while, like, horror fans just kept going. They're the whole reason why there's still movies out there. But yeah, it's time to start buying physical media again, rather than giving someone repeated monthly support for their app. Just buy the movie once. And I've even seen stuff now that it's cheaper to buy physical than it is to rent or to buy digital. I mean, it's cheaper to buy physical than it is to buy digital. And in some cases, you get more than just the movie. Or you get a bundle of movies for the price of one film, digital. Like, just make the switch. Just make the switch. And if you don't know where to start, just start with your favorite movies. You're an Indiana Jones guy, get a 5-pack or however many movies there are now. You're an MCU person, look, you can track down ways to get these movies. Trust me. There are still some resale shops out there that do DVDs or Blu-rays or whatever. Amazon is an option. Just buy it once from Amazon and never rent from them again. Like it is time to take ownership of our viewing experience again. Because also, not only is it just getting more and more expensive, in some cases, it's getting more and more political. You know, maybe the stuff with Paramount and with Fox doesn't bother you, but for me, it's like, all right, I'm just going to keep buying Paramount films so that way I don't have to get the app, and I guess I'll just never watch Picard or whatever. Like, you're just going to have to be okay with missing things. That's it for today's episode. I got to cut this off. I could just keep blabbering on about this. That's why I have a podcast, so that way I don't have to say all of this to my wife and I can spare her. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend. And check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Podcast Network, like Page and Pixel, Why I Don't Like, and my sister show, My Seminary Life. Follow the show on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.